guys. Are you looking for a way to be more intentional about prayer with your family and to really help your kids look outside of their own little worlds and start praying for the people that they might not think about first? Well, we've got a product designed to do just that. We've been doing it with our family and we can't wait to share it with yours. So if you're excited to hear about it, we'd love for you to go to our website and put your email address in to hear about that and some other fun and adorable products coming out at the same time. Thanks.
Welcome to the Bare Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and 5 months. So as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting. We want to share our journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we're talking about how we've started to train our kids to be more still. How are we doing that?
Well, it was a fun experiment that started this last week, and we're definitely going to do it again. It was born out of a conversation I was having with my oldest during the day, who is a fidgeter and was struggling with wanting to fidget more. And so I took him to the Bible and opened up God's Word, and we looked at what God's Word says about being still. And so it was a great opportunity for me to try to not just, a lot of times when we look in Scripture with the kids, I can tell that because they're young, some of it still gets a little missed. And so I wanted to make it really applicable to their little lives. So we sat and I told them that they were going to sit in silence. I set my timer for 3 minutes, and they know that God's desire is for us to be still in His presence, to think on Him, to focus on Him. But I know that my little kids don't have that kind of relationship with Him, and I wanted them to still be able to focus on a single thing. And so I told them they could pick the thing that they were going to think about, and that they had to think about that thing only for those 3 minutes. And I was going to say it's the longest stretch of total quiet we've had in the house, maybe in the last 9 years, but it was amazing. And our six-year-old didn't even get tired of it until there was like 7 seconds left. And to hear what they thought about afterwards was really awesome, to see them starting to be able to focus on a single thing with shutting out the distractions for that amount of time.
Well, and I think everything, it seems, is a temptation to be distracted these days. So mm-hmm. We're thinking it's going to be really, really important with our generation of children to raise them up with some skills in this area, like training our children to be comfortable in silence and not be anxious about it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of young people I talk to right now, they have a hard time getting into prayer because they have a hard time settling themselves down and focusing on one thing, really just focusing on God and Scripture and meditating on His Word and being fully present. Silence is deafening to this generation because of technology and all of the pings and notifications and everything else. And so, yeah, it's really been eye-opening. I think another thing that's been really exciting for me is the idea of finding ways to get our kids to realize that not everything that's worth doing is comfortable the first time you do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most things that are really important, mm-hmm. they take a number of tries. They take practice.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think all of us know that have, you know, grown in maybe our disciplines mm-hmm. over the years of reading in the Word or being in a time of prayer and really like quiet prayer.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get there. But, you know, what about the idea of, you know, making it important because God says it's important?
Well, absolutely. And I think that was so neat about looking at what Scripture says, that God is telling us to be still before Him and in His presence. And like I told the kids, you know, if something is important to God, then it's our job as parents to express that importance to our children, or express that importance to our children, you know, and even to show them like, hey, I'm not telling you to stop fidgeting because I think it's a good idea. Like, everything that we're doing is based upon our understanding of Scripture and our understanding of what God has asked us to do, whether that's very clear, specific guidelines as far as parenting or even just in general what our life should look like as we follow Christ. Those are all things that we want to then express to our children as valuable and important. And if God says it's important, it is. And like to your point, you know, we tell especially our oldest all the time, most things that we have to say no to, like, that's great practice. I mean, we should say no to ourselves all the time. Say no to our flesh, whether it's you want an extra cookie after dinner when you know you shouldn't have it, or I want to tap my foot and stare off into space instead of look you in the eye.
Bottom line, like we always talk about, is that we're raising adults. We're not raising kids, you know? Yeah. And I think we're talking about a world that's going to be just filled with opportunities to distract yourself like crazy when our kids are adults. So we're really, every time that we think about what can we do now so that then they're set up to win, that's kind of where we're going with everything. So that's another reason why we've thought of this way to train our kids to be still.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for joining us this week. We brought this podcast to you straight from our kitchen table in sunny Orange County, California. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.